Getting Integrated. It's episode 472 with plugins for temporary access, replacing media, integrating stats, your customer testimonials, and classic press options, all coming up on WordPress Plugins from A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 80,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join us for a weekly, unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins from A to Z. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe. Coming to you direct from the Brewery Overlook in beautiful Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. Also home to the secret underground lair where the walkie-talkies go off and the kids are trying to get a hold of us when they know we're in the middle of a show. At any rate, we got the usual great show for you today, but right off the top, don't forget, we have great appreciation out there for the No Agenda Show and their inspiration of ideas and the occasional stolen sound clip.
Squirrel!
This is a value for value show, and I look forward to everyone providing some value back to the show. First thing you can do is get out there, rope them all in, subscribe to the newsletter, get some instant feedback and other pieces of information that could make an improvement to your day and your WordPress life. All right, so this is episode 31. Just think, only two more episodes to 33 of 52 episodes for 2020. It's episode 472, and integration of everything seems to be just on the horizon. The world is still in turmoil, and now is the time to find yourself an oasis like the one over at the Rogue's Tavern. Sit there, sit back, relax, have a drink, and we are now 31 weeks into 2020 and 20 weeks of this crazy thing called the Rona. The doom and gloom seems to never be ending. The new programming is absolutely near complete. But have no fear, WP Plugins is here to lift your soul. The new narrative is about to roll out, and the opportunities have never been better in the world as they are right now. So get into action. Start grabbing them while you can. Things you can do to help your soul. Well, start out by minimizing your M5M exposure, your news exposure. Work on your own little part of the world to make it a bit of a better place to be. Inspire others around you to help improve that their part of the world and improve yours. Don't worry about the things you can't control, because the things you can't control, you can't do anything about. You just may as well not even stress them. Stop accepting and doing things that may not be in your best interest. That means when you're accepting something that you know is not in your best interest, just stop it. It's not good for you. Work in your best interest while at the same time respecting others and helping others. The rewards are going to follow. Certain of that. All right, so off we go.
What you gonna do if it's time for me?
iPhone, shmy phone. The way I see it, the only good phone's a landline, and the phone should be made out of Bakelite.
That's right, everybody. Time for tech news. John, do we have tech news?
Absolutely, we do have tech news. But before we jump into the news, due to life and a lot on my plate, the show is going to do something it hasn't done in about 2, maybe 2.5 years. That is, we're going to skip a week. Not going to have a show on August 20th. The reasons are multitude. There's a lot going on. Basically, we're taking a week off for some personal time. But there is hope. If any of you producers out there want to help this show out and provide some of that value for value, you want to kick up a best of show series, maybe 15 or 20 minutes in length, or kick out your own little 15-minute show, I will happily put it up as the show for that week. So think on that for a little bit. I'll be happy to help that out. Anyone who wants to provide a little value for value. Other than that, it's going to be a blank week. We're going to end up skipping August 20th. Mainly, there's just a lot that's happening.
I would really love it if someone were to kick in something.
So would I, man. After 472 episodes and, you know, thousands of listeners, somebody's got to have the ability to do that for us. Uh-oh. Somebody tells me the show hasn't started. It has started, and it is live.
Huh.
and others had picked it up, but that's okay.
Well, if the show hasn't started for them, I wonder if it's another YouTube thing trying to make experiences better and all that jazz.
Yeah, well, I have no idea. That would be my marketing manager probably can't find a new live show because the streaming key changed. At any rate, let's move along. All right, so what do we got news this week? First piece of news I have for you here is the WordPress plugin vulnerability exposes 80,000 WordPress sites. Now, what this is here, this is dealing with a plugin that a lot of people use. 80,000 people are using the WP Discus comment plugin. It's a very popular plugin. I don't know why you want to use a plugin to push your comments off onto a third-party site. To me, that's kind of silly, but many people do because it gives them more exposure, I guess, and other things. But that plugin has a vulnerability, and if you're one of the users of it and you haven't updated that plugin, well, you better get back into it or check out this article and see what it's all about. It is one of those things that just needs to be dealt with.
I actually had a question about that one.
Sure.
It was talking about how the image file gets uploaded, and that's how these people are making like a backdoor entrance for themselves. Is it? I don't really understand how that works. Is it like a picture of code or?
It's a picture with code embedded into it, and it causes the code to be executed, and it takes over websites. It's a long-standing hack for hackers out there, which is why. Most of the time, if you got yourself set up right, you won't allow the execution of code within the upload directory.
Okay.
And helps prevent that issue. All right, so let's pop into WordCamp 2020 has been canceled. Surprise, surprise. Of course, they canceled that. It was going to be in person, and that was not unexpected due to the Rona. That's really all I can call it is the Rona. And what's happened then is they finally figured out that people are getting tired of online stuff and that, well, the online stuff is nowhere near as good as meeting in person. I mean, online is good for things when you're distance out, you have to, short things, small things, but a big whole convention like WordCamp, well, WordCamp is something where you go to meet people, you go to make connections. I mean, the talks are good, but they're not the main reason most people. When I used to go to WordCamps, I didn't go for the talks so much. Talks were good. I also did speak at WordCamps a few times years ago. But it's more about meeting the people, meeting the connections, getting to know others, and building your community out. And that's hard to do online because no matter how much you do online, you can get to know a person a little bit. You can see their faces. One-on-one, you can get to know someone really well online. But in a group, not so much. It doesn't work, and it makes it really hard for other people to participate. At any rate, they've canceled it for 2020. There's even rumors afoot that it's going to be canceled for 2021. So let's see how that all works out.
Yeah, the wedding I went to, it was partially virtual because half of my buddy's family still lives in Australia and New Zealand. So he had his family members unable to get to Canada. He had them on Zoom, I think it was. And we could talk to them, they could talk to us, but they couldn't talk to each other. So I've often wondered, like, these big conventions and stuff that they're having online, how on earth are they supposed to talk to each other anyway?
Yeah, it's really hard. So this is the world we're in right now, unfortunately. Okay, now the next article here, this one here is Automattic has updated their press page to clarify the distinction between WordPress.org and WordPress.com. Now, this problem has been ongoing for as long as I've been involved in WordPress, which is well over 11 years now. And of course, it's because I still get phone calls from people looking for emergency WordPress support, and they're on WordPress.com, and they're reaching out to me because I happen to be one of the people that have set my site up for offering emergency support for WordPress. But as soon as I find out it's WordPress.com, I have to explain to them that it's a completely separate platform. And while it uses the open source software, it's not the open source software. And this is a big confusion, and it's been going on for a long time. Hopefully this will help clear it up. It does piss off a lot of people in the community from time to time. It is an interesting article. I would suggest go checking it out and reading it.
You would think that if they wanted to have a differentiation between the two, that they would have named it like automaticwordpress.com rather than WordPress.
No, no. We're talking about Matt Mullenweg here, the benevolent dictator for life. He's using the fact that he created it. Okay, I'll give him credit. He co-created it. He registered the names WordPress.com, WordPress.org. He put the free software under .org. He created his company under .com, under the umbrella of Automatic, and he rides off the coattails of WordPress.org for getting people to come in. Because when people go look up WordPress, they end up on .com more often than not. So I can see it. It's a good business move. I don't complain about that, but it is what it is. All right, so what we have up next, WordPress 5.5 is in Release Candidate 2, which means it's about to drop. It is expected to drop on August 11th, which means next week it's due to drop. And there's a lot of changes coming to it. You might want to read the second link in the show notes here, which is a field guide to what is in WordPress 5.5 and what's coming down the pike. They've added some accessibility stuff to it. Auto updates, this one here I sort of have issue with. I'm worried about how this is going to be done because it's going to allow auto updates to your plugins, not just the core files. This is going to be an interesting one, and we'll see how many sites get broken. They're going to bring in updates to the API and more. I would suggest if you're really into knowing what's happening here, you go check out this article, both these articles that are linked in the show notes, and see what is up.
I think for the auto update thing, didn't they make it so you have to actually flick the switch on in order for it to auto update?
I don't know. I didn't read that far into it, but hopefully that's what they're supposed to be doing.
I think that's what we were talking about last week, I think.
Oh, did I have a thought last week?
You had a thought last week.
Probably erased it.
Did it run away?
It did. They're gone.
You need to put leashes on those things, man.
Yeah, well, it won't do any good. They'll still vanish. All right. So the final piece of news we got here is this is one that's going to be really important to those of you out there running a website that is important for its profitability. Well, that was interesting. Okay. This is an article for Google Core Web Vitals for WordPress and what you need to know. This is something that Google has been bringing forth, and it's all about Core Web Vitals. And I don't fully have my head wrapped around this yet, but I'm going to have to wrap my head around it. But it has to do a lot with your SEO, the speed, the load times, a whole lot of stuff coming from the Google Core Web Vitals and performance and how it's going to impact your SEO. So you'll want to check this all out and get familiar with what this is all about. It's a rather interesting in-depth article about it from WP Lift, and find out what it's all about. So go check this information out.
I don't really have much to say about this one. It seems like it's like some kind of monitor for your website, and that's about as much as I understand.
That's pretty much what it's all about. Okay, so let's move along here, and let's talk about the show producers. All of you out there listening to the show who help support this show, the producers of the show, which without you, well, frankly, there wouldn't really be a show. I'd just be talking into the wind, recording it for my own feedback, but I don't really listen to myself all that often, but I should. At any rate, I'd like to thank everyone out there. And first off, I'd like to thank our artist this week, who is Daniel Pais. I'm going to get his name right one day. Daniel Pais. It's a toughie for me. At any rate, he provided the artwork this week. It was a really cool piece of artwork. WP logo layered over an integrated ICU chip. And that's what we're talking about, integrating everything into the world today. Really great piece of artwork. For those of you watching it on YouTube, you get to see the sneak peek of the artwork before it goes live later today when the show is fully recorded. All right, so thank you very much, Danielle. I appreciate the art. And of course, if you'd like to submit the art, please go to the WP Plugins A to Z Art Generator and submit your artwork, and it may be chosen for a weekly show as I change the artwork with each and every show that is produced. Big thank you to all the producers out there who come in under $50. You know who you are. Thank you very much. Your small donations really do help the show out. They don't put any money in my pocket, but they help offset the costs of the show, which is, of course, server expenses, bandwidth, you know, my time, all of those sorts of things. If you want to help this show out, first thing you can do is...
We just need cash. I know a lot of people want to send blankets or water. Just send your cash.
Absolutely. Just send cash. If you can't send cash, there's lots of other ways you can help help the show out. You can submit artwork, as I've mentioned. Submit articles, news, and information to make the job of producing the show that much easier. Submit plugin suggestions and reviews that do get used on the show. You can also create a monthly donation over at Patreon. Yes, still using that. I would also like to thank those of you who have hired me after listening to the show. That is as good as donating to the show. So thank you very much to everyone out there supporting the show. Okay, it is time for us to dive into the meat and potatoes of the show. All right, off top, classic press options. No, I still don't have much for classic press yet. It's still pretty slow for me in the classic press world of work, but I haven't had time to do any research. But any of you classic press users out there that are listening, provide me that information. I will get it into the show. You'll get the credit. Hey, it's all that great. Aside from the usual stuff roundup for classic press, such as the Classic Press Club, the Classic Press Forums, Code Potent's website, all those links are in the show notes. Go check it out. Classic Press is very good for the most part. And if you're building from brand new scratch, it's probably a great way to go. I just can't flip my sights to it right now because I have too many things that are WordPress dependent. Many plugins that I use are making themselves solely in the WordPress environment. So this is a problem for me. All right, let's dive into the world of WordPress then and see what we got. Real quickly, remind everyone, I have a link in the show notes that if you're looking for the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins, the most newest ones that have been published at thewordpress.org, check out the link in the show notes for the plugins, browse new, and check out plugins that have been uploaded within the last week. Oftentimes, you'll find some really cool plugins in here that nobody knows about yet. They usually have less than 10 active installs. They're brand new right off the starting line. So go check those out. Okay, the first plugin I've got for you this week here is called Enable Media Replace. This is a free, lightweight plugin that does one great thing in two amazing ways. It is a plugin that allows you to upload media to your website and replace an old file. Now, if you work on a well-established WordPress website, sooner or later, you're going to have to replace a graphic or replace a PDF file or replace something that needs to be updated multiple places across the website if you change the file name. But what this plugin does allows you to upload a new graphic and keep the same file name, thereby not breaking any of your links to that file. The other thing it does, it has another option. You can upload the new file with a new file name, and it will upload all the links wherever it's linked in WordPress. A really cool tool that can really help you out of a jam and make it easy to upload that content on your WordPress website. Go check this one out. It's Enable Media Replace, and I give it a 5 Dragon rating.
So I'd like to start my reviews off with a note that someone sent in. It goes, "Hello, John and Amber. I'm a new WordPress developer and have had the opportunity to listen to one of your recent podcasts, Going to the Dogs. A great show between the two of you." Thank you. And what I did like was that you are reviewing the plugins as good and crap, which makes it like an independent review authority on the plugins. Along with being a recent WordPress developer, I am also an Android developer with an app on the Google Play Store. I would appreciate it if you know and can suggest a plugin that can get the review ratings and review comments for a given app from the Google Play Store to display on the WordPress website. It is like testimonials for the app. I also going to request a carousel plugin to display the above information since the above info is text-based and not an image. Regards, Vineet." Hopefully I am pronouncing the name right. So thank you, Vineet. Unfortunately, I didn't really know any plugins right away, so I went on a giant search. I searched and found a few plugins that will either grab up reviews made on apps and stick them into your site, or present them in a carousel, or there's one or two that I found that do both for you. And I did come across quite a few that are similar, but not really exactly the kind of, or exactly what you're looking for. So I'm kind of, I have a theme going with my plugins today. They're all kind of this general idea. I reviewed the three best ones that I could find, and then I have a list of them at the end so that I didn't really check them out. I didn't have the time, but if anybody out there would be willing to check them out and tell me what you think, I'll happily put up your review as well as make a review of my own if you'd like. So here we go. Sorry about that. That's kids again. So the first one, I had initially thought this was for Androids. Oh, sorry. It's called App Reviews Lite. So I thought it was for Androids, but once I plugged it in and everything, turned out it's only for Apple users. That was a little frustrating. Turns out that when you put in App Review, whether you have Android or Google first or not, it's mostly Apple stuff that pops up right away. Strange, eh? So this one is a free version. You install it and it does it all. It grabs the reviews, sticks them into your site in a carousel that shows up on your site for you. The only problem is that it does it however it's designed to, with no ability to make changes to the way it looks or anything. It's all how it's just made to be. There are a few options you can pay for. There's the personal, which gives you the basics at $9.99. Business, which gives you a few more options, but not much, at $19.99. And agency at $29.99. From what I can tell, you can't really start changing things up and having more control over it until you get to the agency level. But I wasn't about to pay for it just to test it out. Sorry. If you do end up going with this, I would say plug in the free version, test it with one since that's the limit of the free version. See if it works. If it works out great for you, then I would say go for the paid version. It's a simple, easy one, but you have no real control. No settings page or anything. You just plug it in, let it go, kind of like a rat race. This will get the job done for you, so long as you're using Apple. But it doesn't give you any personalization or control. I really don't like that about this. So I rate kind of low due to that. My rate is at 3. 3 dragons.
There we go. All right. Now, I have no feedback on this one. So I'll dive right into my next plugin here. The next one I have for you here is SiteKit by Google. Now, this is Google's official app that is out for, or not app, but plugin, that allows you to bring in all the Google tools into your WordPress dashboard. It brings in the Search Console, Analytics, AdSense, PageSpeed Insights, Tag Manager, Optimize, all of those things are brought in to your WordPress dashboard. So you can see all that when you're in your WordPress website. You don't have to log into all the different spots on Google to see what it's up. This is their own production of a plugin, so it seems to work okay. I've not given it a 100% test drive, but I have checked it out a little bit. But it is something that you might want to consider if you're real big into seeing what's going on from Google for your WordPress website. And of course, like everyone else out there in the world, we've connected ourselves up to Google so that they can track us all over the planet. So go check this one out. I give this one a 4 dragon rating.
And the next one I have is called Social Testimonials and Reviews by Repuzzo?
Close enough.
So this one is a little better than the last one. Actually, it's a lot better. This plugin will actually grab from 23 different platforms, including Facebook, Twitter, Google+, which apparently doesn't exist anymore, and the Apple App Store, Google Play Store. There's 23 of them. It's pretty versatile that way. You get a lot more out of this one than anything else I managed to find. This one allows you to place the reviews that are collected into a prefab form on your website. You get to choose from six different forms: floating, grid, inline slider, photo slider, badge, or flash. All the widgets that'll make up your carousel for you. You also get to select your favorite reviews. You actually get to go to, you actually get a settings page to set everything up to your preference, which I, as you may guess, I really appreciate. It's very straightforward, great options, and I really liked what I saw in this. Unfortunately, all good things come with the price. With this one, you get a free trial, and then you need to choose from one of the price plans. However, these guys aren't ridiculous with their prices like a lot of other ones I've seen that want you to pay for them. For the starter, you get a pretty decent amount. It's one business, so you can do it with one company. Unlimited reviews, one integration, really everything you need for a person who's just getting off the ground. And it's only $9 a month, or $6 a month if you decide to build annually. And then it goes up two more steps to professional and agency. With each one, you get more integrations and more of everything until at the highest step agency, you essentially have unlimited everything. It's essentially at corporation level, and it's only $49 a month or $39 if billed annually. It sucks that you have to pay, but like I said, the paces aren't totally out there. And one of the reasons why I am so firm about wanting to control something like this is because if you were to, say, use the other plugin I mentioned, you piss off a couple of trolls, that first one is just going to grab all of the troll comments as well as all the good comments and throw it into your carousel for you, and that could be bad. I rate this one at 4 dragons only because you have to pay for the better stuff.
There you go. Sounds like a good way to look at, and another one to look at if you're looking for all of that tracking stuff. All right, the final one I've got for you here today is called Temporary Login Without Password. Now, this is an especially useful tool if you're a developer. It becomes useful, though, if you're a site owner. And what it allows you to do is if you need to send out a temporary login for somebody, I mean, the only real way in WordPress without something like this is you have to create them an account or give them your account, which I recommend against. You create them an account, they can log into your website, you give them the access they need, and then you have to remember to remove that account. I can't count the number of times I've taken over a project or taken over a website that's been established for 4 and 5 years, and it still has the original developer from 5 years ago that they no longer talk to is part of that website's administrative field. So we got to clean up that mess. Well, what this plugin does for you is it allows you to create a temporary login that you can then give the proper access to the website, administrator, editor, whatever it's going to be. You can set up this login so it has an expiry time, maybe a week, 2 weeks, or a month. Then you send the person you want to log in, you send them an email with a special link that logs them into the site without having to give them a username and password, and they gain access to the site through that link for as long as that link stays active. As soon as that link expires, they can no longer gain access to your site. Keeps them from doing a lot of things in there, keeps them from doing things they shouldn't do, and gives you more control over who has access to your site and how long they have access to your site. It's a great free plugin, really can help you out if you're doing some development or inviting someone in for a short-term access to your site. Go check this one out. It's called Temporary Login Without Password, and I give it a 5 dragon rating.
That one I like the sound of.
Yeah.
Too bad they only have it for WordPress and not other things.
Yeah, well, WordPress is all we're worried about here. The rest of the other things out there, irrelevant.
Still, that'd be awesome. One of those like all across the board type styles.
I bet.
All right, so the last one I've got is Testimonial Customer Feedback Client Testimonial and Review. Kind of a mouthful for the name. So for this one, it's not so much about grabbing the reviews off the sites as it is about putting the testimonials that clients have made about your work onto your site. Kind of like a mobile portfolio that lives on your site. I find these testimonials to be rather helpful at times when I'm looking at sites. Gives me an idea of what other people think about your website. And this plugin offers the ability to place the testimonials into a sidebar as a widget, or in a page or post via short code. It has a lot of options you can choose from, and you have complete control over what testimonials go into this. Now, from what I saw when I plugged this in, you have to enter in all of the testimonials yourself. So a lot of copy and pasting goes on here. It's a bit of manual labor to get it going. You also get a lot of different featured plugins within this. I'm not really sure why those are there. It's an entire page in the settings area where it's featured plugins. I suppose these are just the plugins that this one works best with. I do like the options it has for setting it up the way it looks. Sorry. And it's a decent option if what you're looking for is this, for testimonials about your work on your website. I did need to go to the directions page a few times because it was a little confusing for me, but it worked out. And I would rate this a bit higher if it wasn't for the confusion that I initially had in setting it up, but I rate this at 4 dragons.
Absolutely. Yeah, it sounds like it's a bit more work. I have used plugins similar to that for my own website in the past. It's nice when you can get things automated, though. All right, you want to make mention about this list you've got here at the bottom, too?
Oh, yes, I mentioned it before. This list I have at the bottom here, these are the other plugins that I was able to find that do the same kind of idea. Grab the reviews off other sites, put them into your site, or they are... They're specifically to create a carousel to showcase all of your, I've lost the word.
Testimonials.
That's the word. I think I've said it too many times. My brain is trying to get rid of it now. So these are the ones that I found that are a similar idea, but I didn't check them out. If anyone out there is willing to check them out, or if somebody already has one in place and you'd like to let me know how it's working for you, that'd be awesome.
Absolutely. Go check them out. Links are all in the show notes for that. Okay, this show is now currently brought to you by... Are you tired of the same old web hosting? Not having the resources you need to run your website properly? Having a lack of control? Then you need johnoverall.com web hosting, providing you with all the resources you need to smoothly run your WordPress website or ClassicPress website. With strict limits on the number of clients allowed per server, johnoverall.com provides high-quality, fast server performance. Visit johnoverall.com for web hosting that won't slow you down. Absolutely. If you're looking for fantastic web hosting, reach out to me. I can provide you with the quality and the best, and I've recently brought a new server online, so I have opened up a whole bunch of new accounts that are available. You can be assured you won't end up slowed down. All right, contests. We do have a contest. And real quickly, our contests are powered by the Simple Giveaways plugin, who the guys there were kind enough to provide us with the premium version of their plugin to run our contest. This is a great plugin. I've been using it since it was probably about a month old, and I've watched the improvements over the last 3 years. Really great job they've done with it. Go check it out. We are currently giving away having a contest giveaway. We have a free for life ShoutWorks standard account that we're giving away. Contest is running from now until sometime in August. I can't remember the exact date. Expires in 18 days, 11 hours, 24 minutes, and 15 seconds. How's that?
That's oddly specific.
Yeah, well, that's because I'm looking at the website for the contest. Just go to wppluginsa-z.com/contest to enter the contest. The ShoutWorks is the one-click way to engage and grow your audience by getting you your WordPress site, taking on over 200 million Amazon Alexa voice devices, and 4 billion Alexa-ready devices worldwide. The user-friendly ShoutWorks WordPress plugin allows anyone to create a voice app or skill for Alexa for their WordPress website in less than 5 minutes. Now, this one here, you want to listen to the interview I did with Christian about ShoutWorks, where he goes in and explains pretty good detail about what this means. What it means is somebody, if you like johnoverall.com or WP Plugins A to Z, you can holler into Alexa and say, Alexa, play WP plugins A to Z, and it will automatically go find and play that. It's basically teaching Alexa to recognize certain keywords that people can use on their Alexa to call up your information and use it to buy stuff. There's a whole lot to what this thing does. Go listen to the interview. It was really a great thing. Links in the show notes to the interview with Christian from Shoutworks.
Another thing I'd like to quickly point out about that is one of the major bonuses to it is that by having it linking capable to Alexa, you also end up getting little advertisements on Amazon because of the connection there.
There you go. Forgot about that one there. I think Christian mentions that in his interview too. So yeah, go check that out. It's really well worthwhile, and we're giving away a free for life Shoutworks standard account, which is worth a fair chunk of money. I don't have the full value available to me, but I know it's worth a pretty penny. And you can go enter the contest running for the next 18 days. All right, well, that wraps up everything we've got for you. So closing out this episode, the plugins we covered, I covered up the Enable Media Replace, which I gave a 5 to, the Site Kit by Google, which I gave a 4 to, and the Temporary Login Without Password, which I gave a 5 to.
And I covered App Reviews Lite, which I gave a 3 to, Social Testimonials and Reviews by Rapunzel,
let down your long hair.
I gave that one a 4. And Testimonial, Customer Feedback, Client Testimonial Review, which I gave a 4 to.
You're right. That is a mouthful. I think we need to open up the Amber and John plugin naming system, the WP Plugins plugin naming business again. Create names for these plugins when these guys are just expending them out way too large. All right, that's all I got. A couple of quick reminders. Remember, hey, Amber's still new to the show. Send some feedback. Let us know how she's doing, man. I'm sure she would appreciate it. And it does look like right now the meetup I thought I might do in August isn't going to happen. It's not going to happen, meaning we're going to push the meetup into September because I've just got too much on my plate right now. I've got a deck to finish building. I've got other essential things in my life that got to get done. You know, we're dropping a show for this month because of some personal things in my life. It's just way too many things happening. So we're going to skip the August meetup this year and we're going to move it to September. Hopefully life will be a bit better in September than it is right now. And again, reminder, the interview with Christian from Shoutworks, go check that out. And if you would like to be on an interview, just reach out at wppluginsatoz.com/interview. I'll be happy to interview you for a interview show. You want to find out more about me and my craziness? Just go check me out at theroguestavern.com. It's got a lot of stuff, my latest videos, although I'm a week or two behind on my videos. I'm trying to get them up as fast as I can to keep everyone apprised to what I'm up to. That's pretty much it. I am going to first off have my tequila shot before I let my girl take us on out of here. You know, this is the new tradition since the Rona, and I couldn't go for my afternoon beer. And my little tequila's got his own little hat, you know. I've got to check out his little hat when I can get it into focus on the camera. All right, tequila shot down and let my girl take us on out of here.
Remind me for the wow. show. All show notes can be found at wppluginsatoz.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the newsletter for more useful information Ooh. Delivered directly to your inbox. Ooh. WP Plugins A to Z is a show that offers honest and unbiased reviews of plugins created by developers because you support the show. Help keep the show honest and unbiased by going to wppluginsatoz.com/donate and set the donation level that fits your budget. Help us make the show better for you by subscribing and reviewing the show at Stitcher Radio, Google Play, and in the iTunes Store. You can also leave us a review on our Facebook page using wppluginsatoz.com/Facebook. You can also watch the show live on YouTube, check out the screencasts and training videos, and remember to subscribe and hit the bell to get notifications of all new videos. Follow the show on Twitter at wppluginsatoz. John can also be reached at his website, johnoverall.com, or email him directly, john@wppro.ca. Thanks for joining us, and have a great day.
Thank thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.